In earlier times, he treated the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali with contempt. But later on, he will make it glorious. By the way of the sea, on the other side of the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. You will multiply the nation, you will increase their joy. They will rejoice in your presence as with the joy of harvest, as people rejoice when they divide the spoils. For you will break the yoke of their burden and the staff on their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, as at the battle. Of his government or of peace. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of armies will accomplish this. The Lord sends a message against Jacob, and it falls on Israel. People know it, that is Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, asserting in pride and in arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with smooth stones. The sycamores have been cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. Therefore the Lord raises superior adversaries against them from Rezin and provokes their enemies, the Arameans from the east and the Philistines from the west, and they devour Israel with gaping jaws. In spite of all this, his anger does not turn away, and his hand is still stretched out. Thank you. to him who struck them, nor do they seek the Lord of armies. So the Lord cuts off head and tail from Israel, both palm branch and bulrush in a single day. The head is the elder and esteemed man, and the prophet who teaches falsehood is the tail. For those who guide this people are leading them astray, and those who are guided by them are confused. Therefore the Lord does not rejoice over them, stretched out for wickedness burns like a fire. Stretched out.